You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for October 1993.
I'm not afraid of no ghost.
Did we scare you at all? I think not. Hi, this is Fred Volby welcoming you to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Starting out this edition of the DX Audio Service with something new. It's our brand new jingle package. If you remember, about a year ago, we talked about putting together a jingle package for the audio service, so now your favorite editors have their favorite themes on this in future editions of the DX Audio Service. And starting next month, hopefully we'll have our new staff announcer here in the studio to introduce the different segments. Well, we're getting kind of classy. We've got a lot of things to cover on this edition of the DX Audio Service, so let's jump right in. It's time now for Jerry Starr's AM Switch column, and if you have something to contribute to Jerry's column, put it on a card or a letter and send it to Jerry Starr, S-T-A-R-R, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512-1320. And now, Jerry Starr.
And now, live from room 423 at the beautiful Hartley Hotel in downtown Enfield, Connecticut, it's time for the convention edition of AM Switch, right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Good morning, everybody. Jerry Starr reporting. And later on, we'll switch down to our meeting room where John Balker is ready for Travelogue. But right now, let's start with AM Switch number 316, and we'll start with call letter changes. On 610, WUSQ in Winchester, Virginia has become WNTW. 760, KSJL San Antonio, Texas changes to KZXS. On 900, KOES Hamilton, Texas has become KCLW. 910, WQZZ Columbia, Tennessee changing to WMRB. On 920, KQEO Olympia, Washington changing to KCPL. 960, KFMY Provo, Utah becomes KOVO. Here's a long-standing call that's being changed. On 970, WEBR Buffalo, New York. They've already changed the new call, WNED. On 1050, WQMW, Kokona, Wisconsin becomes WSGC. And excuse me if that's not the correct pronunciation, but I took a stab at it anyway. Two changes on 1090, WKGT, Cantonment, Florida becomes WNVY. And in Canada, CHEC, Lethbridge, Alberta changing to CKRX. On 1160, WCXI Fenton, Michigan becomes WWON, and with that new call, this silent station also returns to the air. 1240, WWON Woonsocket, Rhode Island becomes WOON. On 1180, KKAR Bellevue, Nebraska becomes KOIL in the call and frequency switch going on out there. On 1240, WPNF Brevard, North Carolina changing to WRAQ. Here's the other half of that swap. Probably already guessed it. 1290 KOIL Omaha, Nebraska takes up the call letters KKAR. That big switch was set to have taken place at the beginning of this month, the month of September. But whether it has or not, of course, we can't confirm from up here in Connecticut. On 1300 KBCN Fairbanks, Alaska changing to KAKQ. 1360 WHLP Baltimore, Maryland changing to WWLG. On 1390 WAPR Avon Park, Florida becomes WKHF. We have two changes on 1450 WWXL Manchester, Kentucky becomes WWLT. Also on 1450 WCIE Spring Lake, North Carolina changing to WWKG. 1480 WMIB Marco, Florida. They always used to call this Marco Island, Florida, but recently the FCC has now taken to calling it just Marco, Florida. The call becomes WODX. 1490 WOTA Vicksburg, Mississippi changing to WVIX. On 1510 KROB, Robstown, Texas becomes KGLF. And on 1600 KBBX, Centerville, Utah becomes KCPX. Under applications from existing facilities, one of interest this month on 1370, KFIR in Sweet Home, Oregon, would like to change to 720 kilohertz. And for power, they would like to have 1,000 watts in the daytime, 250 watts at night, and they're proposing a U1 non-directional antenna. Looking into otherness on 910 WFVR, Valdosta, Georgia, this silent station has returned to the air. They are relaying traveler information from the Florida Welcome Center. On 1040 KEZF, Beaverton, Oregon, this new station is now on the air. They're relaying programming from KRVC, the 730 station in Medford, Oregon. 1050 WAMN in Green Valley, West Virginia. The station is now here. They used to be on 1040 kilohertz. We heard them when we passed through that area several weeks ago, and they had just moved to 1050. They were temporarily operating with 500 watts due to technical problems, but their 1430-watt transmitter was expected to be on the air within the next few weeks. On 1160 WWON, Fenton, Michigan, we already touched on that in call letter changes. This silent station that used to be WCXI is now back on the air. On 1220 KRGO, Fowler, California, this station is silent. The FCC recently reinstated KRGO's expired construction permit to move to 1210 kilohertz, so perhaps this silence is to help facilitate that change. On 1230 KBZB, Bisbee, Arizona, the license of this long silent station has been canceled by the FCC, and the call letter has been deleted. All this happens less than a month after a letter from the station to one of our reporters claimed they were about to return to the air, but evidently that is a moot point now. Also on 1230, KKBR Hardin, Montana is silent. And on 1230, WKBO Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, although they are still using the licensed call for this station on the hour for the legal ID WKBO, at all other times they now call themselves WHP 1230. They are running all CNN news. On 1270, WSPR Springfield, Massachusetts, despite several reports to the contrary that appeared elsewhere, this station is still silent. Several other sources of information had reported this station had returned to the air. We understand plans are to do that, but as of today, and this is the 5th of September, about 10:05 in the morning, the station is still not on the air. Their transmitter is only several miles from our location here, so if we can't hear it, we're assuming it's not on the air. On 1340 KBRS, Springdale, Arkansas, license for this station was revoked by the FCC, and the call letter has been deleted. The station has been silent without permission since 1990, and repeated requests for information by the FCC have gone unanswered, and so the FCC has pulled the plug. Also on 1340 WNBS, Murray, Kentucky, this silent station is back on the air. 1450 WWKG, Spring Lake, North Carolina, this silent station has also returned to the air. 1470 WIJK, Evergreen, Alabama, the station is silent due to lightning damage at their transmitter, but is expected to return when those repairs are completed. Also on 1470 KGNG, Brookfield, Missouri, is silent. On 1480 WODX, Marco, Florida, this silent station, which we mentioned has a new call now, they used to be WMIB, it is back on the air. Also on 1480 KMEM in Lincoln, Nebraska, they had been silent under the call KFMQ, they are also now back on. 1490 WVIX, Vicksburg, Mississippi, this silent station with the former call of WOTA is now back on the air. 1530 WCEG in Middleborough, Massachusetts, this station went silent. They had been scheduled to do a DX test for us this morning, but it looks like now that test is not going to be on the air. And finally, 1560 KLNG, Council Bluffs, Iowa, has also gone silent. And that is it, our special report from the National Radio Club 1993 convention at the Harley Hotel. in Enfield, Connecticut. That's it from room 423. Now we switch down to our main meeting room, where John Bowker is about to perform in front of the masses another edition of Travelogue. John, it's yours.
Okay, Jerry. Thanks a lot. Hey, it was great seeing you in Enfield. And just like I promised last month, I do have a cassette that I want to play for you. And by the way, if we're slightly distracted today, I trust you'll understand. Scott Johnson out in Fortuna, California, or Eureka, or wherever. Right, Scott? Glad to hear from you again. Sent in a tape, and it got to us just about in time, but unfortunately it didn't get to us entirely in time, so we missed it. But this is the 1090 station in California for you.
Right times for Jeff McKee and you, 7 to 11 on KAJK.
In Fortuna, 99K, today's hot hits, all here for you on the new stereo 99.3 and AM 1090. Featuring the exciting sounds of C.C. Peniston, Phil Collins, Madonna, Michael Jackson, and the Eagles.
Okay, thanks, Scott. That's a beauty from Fortuna, California, 1090. At least we got it wrapped up. And a lot of you I know have sent in cassettes that get here a couple of months late. But what can I say? We get them on as best we can. And as Fred was saying, just a month or so ago, when we go through this again, we'll have even more stations. In fact, in 1993, we've added just over 400 new stations to the audio service collection. So when we go back through it again, there'll be one or two for each frequency that you haven't heard yet, I trust. Well, now let's see. We do have some people with us here. Actually, Travelogue listeners. Is that a fair thing to say, Camille?
Sure thing.
Camille Petreca, and you live in?
Weathersfield, Connecticut.
Not too far from here, not far from Hartford.
Exactly.
Okay, and Camille has sent in, let's see, you sent in an ID from a couple of the Hartford stations, WTIC, I remember in particular, of course.
Right.
Okay, great. This one is within earshot of you, this first station we're going to do on the Travelogue this morning. What can you remember from the good old days about WHLI?
Big band.
That's right. Okay, good. Well, let's see what we have on tape here. As a matter of fact, I think you're going to hear more from the people who are here in Enfield with us than you are from the stations that we have at 1100. It's not what you'd call a crowded tape, but let's give it a shot. From Hempstead. It is Hempstead, isn't it?
Right.
Gee, I'm not speaking from notes. Hempstead, New York.
Hempstead, New York.
1971. Here's one more up to date.
Les Paul, Mary Ford, before that, B. Wayne, all part of the music of your life on 1100 WHLI.
So that's WHLI in Hempstead, New York. We go across the... actually, we are already across the Hudson River. Is there nothing in New England? Who's a New Englander? John Malicki, you're not New England. Who's somebody here from New England? You don't think of anything, do you, Tim Hendel?
No, I don't. Not in New England.
Well, now, you're really from Miami, Florida, but I remember you're from upstate New York somewhere.
Originally, and it's interesting because the first so-called DX station that I ever did was what used to be WTAM, now 3WE on 1100 in Cleveland. That was the first time I ever knew you could hear a station from outside of your own state.
WTAM is one of the calls in Cleveland that I don't have on tape. We'll get to that in a minute. I'll get some others from there. Do you know where Bethlehem, Pennsylvania is, Tim?
I know it's near Easton, near the Jersey border, sort of.
You're right, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the airport in Bethlehem is called the ABE Airport. Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton. Let's see what we can get out of Easton, Pennsylvania on the Travelogue here. Actually, Bethlehem.
The sound of light in the Lehigh Valley. Radio 11. Bethlehem.
Stroh's Beer presents Alex the Dog and Mike.
That's interesting because right there in Allentown, there's a big Schaefer Beer. At least there used to be a Schaefer Beer brewery.
right on the interstate in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Oh, dear, WGPA, may they live forever. We're going to go out in the western part of Pennsylvania. None of you is from anywhere near western Pennsylvania, except John.
Yes, sir.
How far, John Malachy is right here. How far are you from Waynesboro?
Oh, about 140 miles.
Oh, forget it. I was closer to it when I made this recording. Waynesboro, WEEO. Yes, oh, wait a minute now. You got to get closer.
They're not on the air anymore.
They aren't on the air.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, from 140 miles away, how could you tell?
I know everything.
I know you know everything. Oh, dear. Hey, this is a riot here in Enfield, Connecticut this month. Now we go out where Tim Hendel was talking a few minutes ago, out to Cleveland, Ohio. And, yes, indeed, even Mike Lance knows where Cleveland, Ohio is. Right, Mike?
Right.
We'll get over to you in a minute, fella. All righty. Here's an ID that Tim Hendel was not familiar with, I'm sure.
For the best in music, news, and service, too. Just listen to KYW. At 1100 on your
That's where it ends. It's sort of, what can I tell you? Whoever recorded that, I did not make that original recording, but it's kind of a neat jingle. The story on that is, of course, KYW was Westinghouse, and it came from Chicago. And the same jingle was used by KYW in Chicago in those days, and all they did was to change it to Cleveland, Ohio. And why it got cut off so much, I don't know. Where's KYW now? Come on, Mike. Philadelphia. What frequency?
1060.
Well, we did that one a couple of months ago. That's the only reason you'd know that,
no,
right?
No, I picked them up in Miami.
You what?
I picked them up in Miami.
KYW, you pick up in Miami.
Yes.
I'll be darned. And yesterday, the chief engineer of one of the stations we went to said he goes down to Orlando, and when Orlando's not on the air at 1080, he can hear his station. Did you hear him say that?
Yeah.
It was the WTIC was the chief engineer. He said he used to go down to the Disney World for a couple of times a year, and he'd get up at around 5 in the morning and make sure the station was still on the air by tuning to 1080 in Orlando, and there was WTIC coming in loud and clear, he said. However, we're still in Cleveland. This is another one of my disappointments on the collection of the audio service. This is the update from KYW, as several have said here. It became WTAM when the NBC bought the station from Westinghouse. Then they changed it after they sold it. The call letter was changed to this. And that's not even a legal ID. And I made that myself. And I didn't realize it wasn't a legal ID until I was on the train coming home. That's about 25 years ago now. WKYC then became 3WE, and it was owned again by NBC, and then NBC sold it a number of years back. 3WE in Cleveland. This is what you hear at 1100 on the dial over most of the eastern part of the United States, and for all I know, most of the western part.
You're listening to the radio home of your Cleveland Indians, WWWE Cleveland. 3WE for Northeast Ohio.
84 degrees at Cleveland Hopkins International, mostly sunny at 3 o'clock.
NBC Radio News. This is Don Blair reporting.
They also use jingles occasionally on the station.
And now with more 11 Alive news on WWE Cleveland, here's Lisa Meyer.
Thanks, John. It's looking more and more likely.
Okay. That's what we have out of Cleveland, 50 KW, beautiful big tower just out of town. It's certainly very nice. A nicely operated station, no question about it. And yet, you go across the Mississippi River over to Sedalia, Missouri, is where this next recording was made, and you tune in 1100, and for all the world, I thought it was going to be WWWE. But it wasn't. Who knows what it was? Got any idea, Tim?
It wasn't Sedalia.
Wasn't Sedalia, that's correct. No, no, 1100 in Missouri. Okay, no takers on this one. Camille?
Nothing. I pass.
You pass, okay. Mike?
I don't know.
We finally got Mike Lance saying, I don't know. I didn't know he even had that word in his vocabulary.
The Pizza Huts of Baxter Springs, Columbus, and Miami encourages the listeners to support Insightful Living with Chuck Swindoll. Heard every weekday afternoon at 3 o'clock on KKLL, Webb City, Missouri.
Here's Chuck Swindoll to introduce our subject on this Monday edition of Insight for Living.
I don't know if you could catch that. KKLL, Webb City, Missouri. That's a big town that we all learned about in the fourth grade. Well, yes, that's right. That's about right. And it puts out a nice signal all over the state of Missouri, as far as we could tell. We went from there down to Branson, Missouri, the home of country music, and we followed them all the way down. In fact, I made a number of recordings of them. However, if you go southwest from there, we go to the Lone Star State. And down the Lone Star State, there's this one called Alamo Heights, Texas.
Holding forth the word of life.
This is Inspiration 11, KDRY, Alamo Heights.
KDRY Radio Time, 9 o'clock.
We'll finish today a four-part series on what does the Bible teach about speaking in tongues.
Speaking in tongues. Well, that's what we frequently do. Let's see, Mike Lance, have you ever been out in Colorado?
No, never been.
If you ever get out there, you'd want to listen to Grand Junction. And we'll get you back in just a minute. Mike's just across the table from me here, so we have to adjust all these wires to even get Mike on the microphone. Hey, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, a number of years ago, we were out, my wife and I were out in Colorado touring around, and we picked this up.
Good morning, and welcome to another broadcast day on KREX. KREX Radio, the pioneer voice of radio in western Colorado, operates on a federally assigned frequency of 1100 kilohertz with 50,000 watts of power, as authorized by the FCC. The KREX studios are located on Hillcrest Manor, Grand Junction, Colorado. Our transmitter is located 12 miles south of Grand Junction. We invite you to join us now for another day of unequaled radio entertainment on KREX.
Well, it was easy to get them to be equaled.
Unequaled radio entertainment.
That's what it is, unequaled radio entertainment. Unless, of course, you're outside Grand Junction, then it's easy. But even in Grand Junction, they found a way to equal it. And this is the way they sound today.
You're listening to KVEE, 92.3 FM. 1100 AM on your radio dial. KVEE, Grand Junction, Colorado.
What kind of music are they now?
Well, you see, I'll have to ask Wayne Heinen, because he's the one that provided that ID for us. He's out in Colorado and I'm not. So I haven't heard that station now in 15 years. Maybe more. Maybe more, so I can't answer the question. But maybe somebody out there can. Actually, now, this one I do know a little bit more about. The one coming up is the Powerhouse on the West Coast. Tim Hendel?
I think it's in San Francisco,
you're
but
right.
I don't know the call.
KFAX.
No, Mike got it right. KFAX it is. We have two or three cuts from KFAX. Let's listen to it.
Round the clock. 7 days a week, you're in tune with life. At 1100.
Mark on a new year today, and Pastor Russell Kilman has a fresh, invigorating message for it.
One more.
This is KFAX, KFAX, San Francisco. Freedom's Way, USA.
Camille, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It was fun.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it's a lot of fun having you here and having a live audience. It's much better than being in my studio at home, I can tell you. Tim, you get around a little bit. Are you going to be traveling at all this year?
When I leave Connecticut, I'm going to New York to visit my family and then back to Miami.
Terrific. You're flying back and down there, I trust.
That's right.
And Mike, what's your plans for the next month or so?
Well, I'm going back to Miami and going back to try to get work over at WSBH.
You were working at MBM, weren't you?
Right.
What were you doing?
I did a talk show called Landslide.
Landslide, that's a play on your name.
Lance, L-A-N-T-Z, Line, L-I-N-E.
Still a play on your name. Sunday nights, you said. And then what they did was to pull the rug out from under you, as it were.
Yeah. But I'm going to get back on the air with unique and exciting things and talk about the National Radio Club.
You're a good man. Good man. Okay, you two from Miami. I guess that's something of a coincidence. And Camille and Dog Henny. Beautiful dog, by the way. Love that dog. Very well mannered. And we'll look forward to seeing you again, Camille.
Thank you.
Okay. And... okay, Mike, good enough. Hey, I want to thank you all. That's what we have on the 1100 tape.
Thank you very much, John. And John Bowker broadcasting live and direct, so to speak, from the National Radio Club Convention in Enfield. Now let's turn it over to Mr. Ken Onischuk with a look at sports networks.
Hello again, everyone. Ken Onischuk here, the 1993 National Football League season radio stations. NFC East sees the Dallas Cowboys in English on 1150 KVIL on a 100-station network. There will be six stations in the U.S. that will carry the games in Spanish. I will get them in the future. And 26 stations in Mexico. The New York Giants can be heard on 710 WOR in a 22-station network. The Philadelphia Eagles can be heard on 94.1 WYSP in a 17-station network. The Phoenix Cardinals on 620 KTAR in a 15-station network. And the Washington Redskins on 570 WTEM from Bethesda and 103.5 WGMS from Washington and a 93-station network. In the Central Division, the Chicago Bears can be heard on 720 WGN and a 62-station network, the first year of a new three-year contract. The Detroit Lions, just 950 WWJ on a 41-station network. The Green Bay Packers on 620 WTMJ and a 44-station network. A four-year deal just signed. The Minnesota Vikings on two stations, AM 1130 KFAN and 102.1 KEEY and a 90-station network. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on WQYK 1010 and a 23-station network. In the NFC West, Atlanta Falcons on 750 WSB and a 70-station network. The LA Rams on 710 KMPC and a 20-station network. The New Orleans Saints on 1280 WQUE and a 50-station network. And the San Francisco 49ers on 810 KGO and a 55-station network. And they just signed a new two-year deal. The AFC East sees the Buffalo Bills on 55 WGR and a 27-station network. The Indianapolis Colts on 1260 WNDEAM and 94.7 WFBQFM and a 22-station network. The Miami Dolphins in English on 610 WIOD and a 25-station network. And in Spanish, 1140 WQBA only. The New England Patriots on 1030 WBZ and a 30-station network. And the New York Jets on 660 WFAN and a 15-station network. In the case of conflicts, I believe somebody will be sent over to 1050 WEVD as done last year and during the NBA playoffs. In the AFC Central, the Cincinnati Bengals can be heard on 550 WLWA and a 30-station network. Cleveland Browns on 1420 WHK and 100.7 WMMS on a 50-station network. The Houston Oilers on 740 KTRH and a 38-station network. And the Pittsburgh Steelers just signed a new three-year contract with 1250 AM WTAE and 96.1 FM WBTY plus 30 other stations. In the AFC West, to finish this off, the Denver Broncos on 850 KOA and a 60-station network. the Kansas City Chiefs on KCFX 101.1 out of Harrisonville, Missouri, in a 76 station network. The LA Raiders on 640 KFI in a 35 station network. The San Diego Chargers go to Mexico in 690 XTRA only. And the Seattle Seahawks on 710 KIRO in a 60 station network. Any changes I'll pass along next month. Other than that, hope you enjoyed the football season, and I'll talk to you again soon. God bless and good health. Bye-bye.
This is Tom Dimio in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
And this is Jim Snowbarger from Marshalltown, Iowa.
And this is Bandscan.
It's a fact, Jack, so don't look back. It's our first edition of the column. We call Bandscan something brand new, where we get together and listen to the AM radio dial from various points around the country. This time, our viewpoint is Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. For those of you who aren't familiar with the geography around Pennsylvania, Harrisburg is in south... maybe you could call it southeastern, pretty down close to the Maryland border. According to our atlas, we got it at about 90 miles pretty much west of Philadelphia, 175 miles east of Pittsburgh. Also about 75 miles to Allentown, Pennsylvania. New York City is about 180 miles from there. Baltimore is about 100, and down to D.C. is about 120 miles, and Annapolis, of course, 110, 120 miles. That's kind of where we put it, all distances calculated by an eighth-grade skull full of mush. Tom Dimio and I will be doing this program together today because Tom doesn't have access to a log, but I've got my computer fired up.
Hello there.
Tom, what are we listening on here?
Going to be using a Kenwood R1000 with a random length of wire. I thought that would be the best setup to use.
All right. Well, it sounds fairly non-directional. We'll give it a shot, see what this setup can hear. We'll start at 540 and work our way up.
And first is 540 WWCO in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania.
It's actually WWCS. It's a U4, 7,500 watts daytime.
Not too strong, but nevertheless, they're in there, and it's about 200 miles away. So we'll roll up the dial to 550.
Here's a U4, 1,000 watts daytime.
That's WJMW in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. Occasionally, I'm able to hear WSVA in Harrisonburg, Virginia, under them. Where the wind can sing your love song. Up to 560, the old WFIL. Now, I believe it's, WEAZ, Philadelphia?
U4, 5,000 watts.
Up to 570.
Oh, what a mess. Wow.
Splash from WHB. Sometimes I'm able to hear WMCA in New York City on 570, but...
not today.
Not today.
No.
So we'll roll up to 580.
You tried to tell me that some time ago, and I didn't believe it.
Now, here's U2, 5,000 watts.
Antiques, and I've inherited most of them.
All right, now this 10 to 12 grand is what... is what you would expect to pay if it was...
if I was going out...
WHP, Harrisburg 580, 590 is pretty much lost to their splash. 600 is this still WCAO Baltimore?
Yes, it is. It's U3, 5,000 watts.
What are they going to do? Well, they hung in there. 610 Philadelphia, WIP, one of the few old calls that's still left in Philadelphia.
All Sports Radio, U3, 5,000 watts.
Tackle it, move, which subsequently led to a 49er touchdown. They had pulled with that.
620s, WHJV in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, my mother's hometown.
That's a U4, 2,500 watts daytime.
Not too strong. A little bit of racket there from my neighbor's gadget.
Perhaps they as parents.
630 is WMAL, Washington, D.C.
U4, 5,000.
I think so. We certainly don't view it that way.
The station in the background there is WEJL, if that's still the call, in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I think it is.
Yep.
Sometimes they're a little louder than they are right now, but... perhaps you can hear them in there.
I simply
640 WWJZ, Mount Holly, New Jersey. Sure. Whatever happened to them? Does anybody have the final story? Are they going to come back on, or are they gone for good? They used to put a very good signal in here during the day. 650 is empty. Well, actually, there's a mix of a couple of local stations there. 660, we have the Fan.
Hey, that sports talk is blowing me away.
No, not that Fan.
WFAN New York.
That Fan.
This U.S. Open tennis.
That Fan.
That Fan.
WFAN New York. Yeah. Good timing.
Yeah, really. Way to go.
Not intentional.
Michael Chang, the seventh seed here, is playing Wayne Ferreira, the 22-year-old from South Africa. Ferreira is ranked 19.
Drink alcohol, but even to be in possession of alcohol.
670 is WIEZ in Lewistown, Pennsylvania, my hometown. When I lived there, however, this station was WMRF, and they were on 1490. And in my very young days, it was the only radio station in Lewistown, even before TV, so it was quite an attraction on 1490, even though it just barely got out of the borough limits.
Parents, teach your children how to save a life.
WIEZ is D1 5400 watts.
So that's WIEZ.
International Family Tree Kit exclusively.
680 is WCBM, Baltimore, Maryland.
10,000
watts.
And organize your family history. The Family Tree Kit also contains a large wall.
690 is a station that I've never been able to get a call sign on because it's in a language I don't understand. Perhaps our resident language expert, Tim Hendel, can identify it. But it is the station that's in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. So you can perhaps check out your log to see what the call sign of the station is.
My log shows WPHE Phoenixville at D3 1000 watts.
.700, it's rather empty, although in the winter time I am able to hear WLW. .710, maybe, can get a little bit of WOR here.
Yeah, you should be able to get him, but I don't hear any.
In the splash.
There's no, just splash. You got an offender there, buddy.
No, the sidebands are just a little bit too strong. Sometimes I am able to hear WOR in New York on 710, but WWII, Sharmanstown, Pennsylvania, splashing out there a little too much.
D1, 2,000 watts.
We've got to turn away.
That's 720. 730, same thing. Sometimes I'm able to hear is it still WPIK in Alexandria, Virginia on 730?
Well, my log shows WCPT down there now with U4 antenna, 5,000 watts a day, 20 watts at night, with a construction permit to go to 950 watts at night.
And I believe this is the Westchester station. Is that still WCHE?
I got a WVCH in Chester.
Sort of hear them in there.
Could be.
Before we go into a great service,
750 is WBMD, Baltimore, Maryland.
The big tent will be up in Gainesville, Georgia.
Wow, D1, 730 watts.
760. Sometimes WJR comes through, but not today.
No, guess not.
But hurry, the sailors.
770 WABC, New York.
Oh, yeah. The Northeast leader in quality home furnishings and interior design. Long Island.
780 is WAVA, if that's still the call, in Arlington, Virginia.
And it's now WABS, U15000.
A little bit of splash from either side here from WABC, and also some from WAEV in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And there's the noise from my neighbor's gadget shows up pretty strong.
Yeah, that sounds like one of those touch lamps.
Three states don't ban the shoots in some form.
That's a U4 1000 watts.
800 WCHA Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Johnny, that's U1 1000 watts. Wild wind.
good old country music. 810, not much coming through, although sometimes in the wintertime, WGY from Schenectady will come in. 820 is WQXI in Frederick, Maryland.
Hey, not fair. That's not in my log.
More country music.
Yep.
830 is empty. 840 is a weak WVPO from Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Very weak. 850. WEEU, Reading, Pennsylvania.
When suddenly you see a grand opening banner you've never seen before.
Yep, there's a U2 1,000 watts.
860 is I believe it's BMG in Baltimore, Maryland. Sometimes I'm able to hear the Philadelphia station in the background here.
That's a U4 2,500 watts. My log shows WBGR.
Yeah, they're sort of beating against, the carriers are sort of beating against each other, but BMD is the, BGM is the dominant one here. 870 is empty. 880 is WCBS.
We're devastated by Hurricane
New York City.
Also in Florida, closing arguments are now underway in West Palm Beach. That's the problem.
Those would be the ones who were invited. You said, well, the
890 WFKJ, Cashtown, Pennsylvania.
Years after the birth of Jesus, that those kings, those wise.
My log shows that as a D1, 890 watts.
Might be interesting to see what that station could do at night when WLS is off the air.
Yeah, let's do a CPC test on them. We'll see what it does. 900.
900 is the Philadelphia station. Is it still WDVT? And also Clearfield, WCPA is sort of mixed in with them. Clearfield, Pennsylvania.
Can't tell my insurance.
910 WSBA, York, Pennsylvania.
What's going wrong with them? You have the scar contractures?
That's a U4 5000 real close by.
920 is WKVA, Lewistown, Pennsylvania, where I put in a few years of part-time work back in the 60s. Used to have an old BCF, Gates BC1F transmitter. Spent a lot of hours inside that thing, and now I understand they have a solid-state 1-kilowatt transmitter that's about the size of the plate transformer in the BC1F.
You know, I go overboard the other way.
930 is WFMD, Frederick, Maryland, and I believe in the background is the station in Bloomsburg. Is that WCNR?
Yes, sir, sure is.
Because I feel so bad about myself, my feet affecting my 6-year-old daughter.
Only through a union that you're going to get job security.
Tomorrow, Vice President.
940 is WADV in Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
You won 1,000 watts.
Jobs through early retirements, buyouts, and layoffs.
See if we can get WPEN from Philadelphia. It's squeezed between Lebanon and Carlisle, 950. Yeah, a little bit there. 960 is WHYL, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Coming in, but
that's a big D3 5,000 watts, rather close.
970 is rather lost to HYL's sidebands.
Yeah.
980, a mix of WRC Washington, D.C. and WILK, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
990, another.
There's that touch lamp again.
A racket from my neighbor's gadget.
Oh, I love that stuff.
But that is home of Fire Engine 99, WIBG. Sure it is. Is it WZZD, I guess, now in Philadelphia, and sometimes Somerset, WVSC can be heard here also. WIOO, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
What it takes to love me.
D1 antenna, 1,000 watts.
Okay, now I'll turn the band switch up a notch, run the dial back down to the other end.
All right, down, 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 down. Thanks, Tom, old buddy, but by the time you get that dial all the way down to the other end, it'll be next month, and you and I can continue our little journey up the AM band as seen from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I should say also to you, dear listener, if you'd like to contribute to BandScan, do something kind of like Tom did. Do a daytime scan and a nighttime, if you will, and send it to me. We'll put it on the DX audio service. And you know, when we get enough of these gathered together, we can do some really interesting things like, for example, we could compare the various Chicago stations as heard from Cincinnati. How well do they come in compared to one another? Or we could take WLW, for example, and see how it comes in at 15 or 20 different listening points around the country. It's just, the sky's the limit. I'll tell you what. Send your tape in here, and we'll put it on. Send them to me, Jim Snowbarger, at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. Till next month, Jim Snowbarger saying happy scanning to you.
Thank you very much, Jim. And on our next edition, we're going to pick up the pieces from Harrisburg and finalize that band scan of what is heard by Tom Dimeo in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And let's see, we have a contest to finalize ourselves, and that is our scrambled call letter contest. We're not going to play back all the jingles because we just don't have the time to do it, but you can listen to your last month's tape and the month before that to hear the jingles. The answer, I'll give it to you, is WBT, Charlotte, North Carolina, WSRF, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, WKFR, Battle Creek, Michigan, WKDA, Nashville, Tennessee, and then WRIT, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We only had a few entries to the contest, so we pulled out one, and the winner was Mr. Paul Mount from New Jersey, and Paul sent us an electronic email on FidoNet, which brings to mind, if you'd like to contact us on FidoNet, the node number to send your mail to is 1:23416. Username is Fred, F-R-E-D, V-O-B-B-E, Victor Oscar Bravo Bravo Echo. And I frequent the broadcast echo and the shortwave echo, so you can send it there, or if you want, just send it in regular net mail. So what we're going to do is we're going to send Paul a prize and put our thinking caps on. If we didn't get to it on this edition, we'll have another hard contest. Maybe not as hard as this last one. It seems like we stumped a lot of people. But we'll see if we can come up with another contest on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. We've had several inquiries about what has happened to After Dark number 4. We're still working on it, putting together some final touches. We actually biffed off some of the material that was kind of lame and started recording some new material, such as...
Well, it's indeed an honor and a privilege to be talking to you, Wolfman. I have to admit, it's a little bit more of a privilege in that I used to run your show on WTTO back in Toledo in the early 70s.
Really?
Yes, really.
A real treat talking with the Wolfman about radio and other topics, and that's going to be on After Dark number 4. Until then, you got to wait because we don't have it done yet. But what you can do now is flip over your tape to side 2 of the DX Audio Service for October. This is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.